like an athlete, yeah. You know all my side, my niggas play for keeps. You know all my side, my niggas play for keeps. I've been ballin' out like an athlete. Shawty to my tie, she just right, she was made for me. Put her on a flight, give her life, let her stay the week. Sex, I'm a strike, these are not a D. Okay on my shoe, got two pairs, cost a digit piece. Said she wants Chanel, she want the bags with the double C. I keep the shit on, keep it Gucci, keep it double G. You know we coming live, direct from outside. I just hit a 10, might check enough, I might get the Benz, to park it outside. Put it on Pirelli, that's a G on each tie. I might get the Bentley, with the B on each side. Too many Michael Mary, I can't even decide. I used to play the streets, used to be on each.
They gave us.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Between the hours.
Calm down, bro. We have 2 minutes to say it. Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
It's Friday night on a 3-day week. Woo! It is not a 3-day weekend.
Here we are live. And happy Friday, y'all. Awesome. We made it.
Man. All right.
Live studio audience in full effect. And we came down off the last weekend from the donation week.
Oh, yeah. So this is actually the last day of the fund drive.
Yep.
This is the last hour of the fund drive. It's like they leave all the pressure on us, right? Mm-hmm. You guys need to donate, right? Or else, you know, you won't get to hear stuff like DJ Cliff. Even if you don't like our show, donate because DJ Cliff is on here. That's how I look
at it. Uncle Cliffy.
And lots of dope shows on here, no matter what kind of genre of music you like. And if you give, you get entered to a chance to win the grand prize as well. And you win a t-shirt pack if you do the $20 a month give. There you go. We got a dope guest in the house today.
Go ahead and introduce yourself right quick.
Hey, what's going on, Portland? What's going on? My name is Kay Wayne. How y'all doing?
You good.
Thank you. Is the studio audience not with us?
They're working.
Seriously. No, thanks for coming on for real. I'm making time. You had an event tonight, right?
Yeah, the 503 open mic.
And how it was the
1 year anniversary.
That's what's up. And so you said a lot of people showed up and stuff?
Yeah, it was lit. We went like an hour overtime, right, Tay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like an hour.
I think you said it was like mad people there?
It was mad people there, yo. It was really dope. It was diverse and everything. That was what I loved about it. So, yeah, we had singers in there, rock singers. We had rappers, emo singers, you know. It was all around, so it was
That's
dope.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron from 503 Records.
Shout out to Aaron B, man.
You can always go if you I'm gonna say this, I'm a beginner like vinyl collector, but there's a section right when you walk into the right where you can get vinyl deals. Like
yes.
I got something for like $2 that was dope.
Yeah, so. The cheap heat section.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the best way to shop.
Man.
Cause vinyl come in, it can add up, boy. I'm telling you.
100%. But how y'all doing, man? How y'all?
Good. We're good. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and jump into some music right quick and then come back from the break.
We'll start the interview. I left my music out there.
Yep. So. Anyway. No, you didn't. This guy right here. Holo. Bro. Oh. TD lives up to the name. It never fails. Every week, this guy.
You're not required to point it out.
You know, I just hope I don't got to put the new notch, but, you know, you keep earning them, so.
I know.
Sheesh.
That's why it's called They Gave Us a Show with the question mark.
Yeah, buddy, he living up to it, boy.
What is this dude doing?
Representing that name.
This is the type of show I would want to have. Me and Tay would be something like this for sure.
You'll fit right in, man.
That's basically like, yeah, when I was at PSU, that's how this show started, and they said anybody can have a show, and I'm like, man, yeah, kiss. Yeah. I just want to have a show like that I would want to hear. So that's kind of what we try to do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kick it off with, what do we got here?
Who you got?
Yeah,
who
we're going to kick it off with Compton Ave and Steez, and then we got some Boss Man D-Lo, some Larry June, and then we'll come back.
Oh, man. Got me a Larry June.
Possibly, sorry. You got to talk and fill the air when I'm messing up, bro.
I almost know you messing up. You supposed to be going to the
There's meeting. No sound. Where you going?
I'm straight. Ain't nobody going to touch me out here, baby. Come on. I'm a boss.
Still what up? Hey, 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 blow the roof off this bitch. Hey, I'm on 10, don't need no perk to get me lit. That ass is busting out them jeans, this bitch is thick. That booty bouncing, look back at me when I hit. Hey, I'm locked in. You in my top 10, so when you need some dick, I pull up on you, drop pins. I don't need to trust no nigga, I'm in gang with all my kin. If you say we locked in and you call yourself twin, if you my real friend, then give me a dollar. You know I got you, if you need it, give me a holler. I put it on, I mix the Louis with the Prada. I got these bitches going crazy off that yaya on my mind. Hey, bend it over, bow, bow. Run it up, bow, bow. Bust it down, bow, bow. Fuck it up, bow, bow. It's something nicey on my neck that's going crazy. I got Blicky on me now, let him play. Bow, bow. Hey, bend it over, bow, bow. Run it up, bow, bow. Bust it down, bow, bow. Fuck it up, bow, bow. It's something icy on my neck that's going crazy. Bow, bow. I got Blicky on me now, let him play. Bow, bow. Hey, hey, hey. I'm in my bag, yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah. I signed my autograph, yeah, on your ass, yeah. Now put your hands on your knees, bitch, work for me. I wanna see you put your tongue out and twerk for me. Hey, little baby looking like she like me or something. But these niggas looking like they wanna fight me or something. Okay, yeah, I see them looking, but they know not to play with me. Hey, I got a special guest performance. I got Drake with me. Bow, nigga, wrap it up. Bow, nigga, clap it up. Turn a nigga to a hot pack. Bow, nigga, bag it up. Hey, lil' baby nasty, and I love the way she bag it up. Bag it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. Hey, bend it over. Bow, bow. Run it up. Bow, bow. Bust it down. Bow, bow. Fuck it up. Bow, bow. It's something icy on my neck that's going crazy. Bow, bow. I got Blicky on me now, let him play. Bow, bow. Hey, bend it over, bow, bow. Run it up, bow, bow. Bust it down, bow, bow. Fuck it up, bow, bow. It's something icy on my neck that's going crazy. Bow, bow. I got Blicky on me now, let him play. Bow, bow. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Bizarre. I walk like, talk like, act like money. These duck ass niggas ain't trying to do nothing. Blow a 60 in Louis, you don't know how to pop it, I can show you how to do it. Cash on deck, pockets on swole. Keep running up a check, make them hate you even more. Nothing but bosses at the table. Got rich nigga problems, fell asleep counting paper. I'ma show these fuck niggas every time. I ain't bullshitting, I'm going to get mine.
Bitch, I gotta get mine.
And if it ain't about money, I'm straight, boy. I'll take you shopping, go ahead, baby, I'll pay for it. Real street nigga, nothing about this fate. It's stars in the rave, tell them give me some space. Good sex, she a demon with a beautiful face. She's so blessed, before I eat it, gotta say my grace. I walk like, talk like, act like a ball. Like a motherfucking goat, I'm the greatest of them all. I'm the one they talking about, this the best you ever seen. I be shitting when I ride, but I still fresh and clean. I walk like, talk like, act like money. These duck ass niggas ain't trying to do nothing. Blow a 60 in Louis, you don't know how to pop it, I can show you how to do it. Cash on deck, pockets on swole. Keep running up a check, make them hate you even more. Nothing but bosses at the table. Got rich nigga problems, fell asleep counting paper.
When I won't, cause I work for it. But it first start with a goal. It's complicated, but I'm still wrong. Niggas hate, I can't respect it, but I'm knowing that's just how it go. I done multiply vintage gold. Quick meeting in the vintage rolls. I take notes, I don't take nothing personal. Quick flight to NO, just to fuck with bro. I'm so occupied, money high, overhead low. Old school engine powder coated, so clean that you gotta notice. I'm in a whole different time zone. This shit art like Picasso. This shit art like JB. I'm in the drop with the AC. Seven figure checks got me thinking like AEs. Sometimes I feel so high. Sometimes I feel so low. But I'm never gonna stop. Cause it's all I know. Long drive, long drive.
myself, cause a lot of hate, it come disguised as help. Fuck around and die, cause the company you kept couldn't fight the jealous inside that he felt. So he crept on his own kind, genocide from your own side. All cause they felt like you was getting too much shine. All cause he felt like he was standing back of the line, in the back of his mind. When you really want to see him come up at the same time, niggas be angry and blind, misdirect the energy when they really could've tried. But they too pussy to ever push the line. They rather sit inside, they rather bitch and cry, like a victim of circumstance. Meanwhile, I, product of my vibe, taught me to survive, adapt to change the climates. Car and driver, playing the pilot, high quiet, sharp and stylish. Totally wireless, smoke my way out of this.
Sometimes I feel so low, but I'm never gon' stop, cause it's all I know.
I would've dead everything in that song. That wasn't even my fault. We're back. They gave us the show. We got Kay Wayne in the house.
What's going on? What's going on?
For those, I guess, who don't know, who haven't heard your music, how would you describe your sound? I know those are kind of terrible questions, but
you good? I'm just I was just born and raised here, so I just like to tell the stories of this city. I feel proud to be able to say I got like over 100 years of Portland in my blood, because my family's been here for over 100 years, and so. Those are the stories that I tell, and I do my best to tell them in a dope way. So, yeah.
Wow. I like that legacy right there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. I got to talk into the mic. My bad.
No, you good. That's how I do. You can angle it any kind of way you need.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, it won't break.
So for those listening and wondering, you can catch this episode on demand. Tomorrow morning it'll be up if you want to, you know, play it to someone who didn't get to hear it, or if you just want to hear the whole thing back. It'll be xray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio on Instagram. There you go.
So what was like the first initial spark for you, or something like you heard or you listened to, or that got you started and made you figure that, hey, I could do this?
Just music in general. Funny enough, there was this YouTuber out in Brampton, Ontario. He went by the name of D Pride back in the day. Now he goes by the name Russell. But when I was already listening to a lot of hip hop, I was already like loving music, but I didn't start writing it until I saw him, because to me at the time, everybody who was like on the radio and stuff, they're stars. It seemed almost unobtainable.
Right.
Versus seeing this like YouTuber and watching his grind from when I was maybe like 14 years old, and mm-hmm. seeing his like come up, and he's just doing music videos, and then he's doing shows in front of a couple hundred people, and then he's doing shows in front of a couple hundred or a couple thousand people. And like seeing that made me feel like, oh, anybody can do this, you know? And so, I wrote my first rap at, oh man, this was actually, much before I said 14. I wrote my first rap at 11.
Okay.
And so I'd been watching him for some years. But yeah, so that was what it was.
Is he still on there?
Yeah, he still makes music. I think he's dropping his last album. He claims that it's his last album, but yeah.
Jay-Z did that too.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like musicians, you know, you never really retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always going to be in your blood. So if you got it, you'll just do it.
Okay. Yeah, especially if you went quiet, you know, and tried to pull yourself out of the game.
Right.
You'll hear a beat or something, hit your mind like, oh, I could rhyme this with that.
For sure.
You can't. It's hard. You can't turn it off.
Yeah, definitely.
You see them old rock bands, like the Eagles have been on their last tour my whole life.
Wow. Yeah.
So you better never give it up.
Yeah, it'll never get old. But shout out to Russell, man. Shout out to Russell. Keep going, please, because, you know, I'm here for it.
That's inspiration.
That's what's up. So you wrote your first rap at 11. Do you feel embarrassed by it when you look back at it, or how do you feel about that verse? Has it aged for you?
Who doesn't? But but I actually just shared it the other day because last week or a couple weeks ago, because at our open mic, it was like a nostalgic moment for me, or it was a full circle moment for me, seeing this young 10-year-old kid named Zay the Maker come up to our open mic and perform like some of his first shows, and seeing how he rocked the crowd and everything. So seeing that, like, it touched my heart. And so just knowing that, you know, when I was writing music at like 11, 12 years old, we didn't have any, you know, I didn't know any spots that I could perform at. So seeing that, just like, it was a full circle moment. It touched my heart. And so I wanted to share it. So I did share it. I kind of got over the embarrassment of it, but I still don't want people to come up rapping it to me or nothing, you know. So
I feel it.
Yeah.
So the kid got up and performed at 10. That's guts.
Yeah, really? Yeah, he's got guts. And shout out to his father, Acronym Beats is his father. I don't know if y'all know him, but he's been around for a minute and a half. But
that's dope.
But yeah, so shout out to them. He's actually Zay the Maker is performing with me at Thesis coming up May 7th.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I saw the flyer for this.
Okay.
The Thesis. Oh.
Yeah. So he's gonna be on my set, and
this gonna be a show.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it's a movie for him. You know.
Right on.
Yeah. That's a good announcement. Like, you heard it here. He's gonna be on the Thesis. Mm-hmm. That's dope. Yeah. Just in time.
That's a good platform to be on right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Love the Thesis. Shout out Mac and Verbs, man.
Mm-hmm. Always doing so much.
And this is at the Abbey, right?
No, at the not Alberta the Street.
I mean the Alberta Street. Thank you. Not the Abbey.
I like that venue for the Thesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. They came through last year with the hip hop week and everything, so that was really nice.
Like, easier to get parking there than in downtown too.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving on.
For real. I'm just saying. But so do you have, I guess, kind of a, before we get into playing the first song, do you have kind of a dream person that you could work with, like a producer, or like an artist? It could be any genre, it doesn't matter.
Jesus. Nah, so I don't know, man. Probably okay. So it could just be anything. It doesn't have to be like realistic or anything.
No, yeah, it could be like
Graduation, Kanye. All
right.
Oh,
there you go.
Graduation.
Okay. No,
Ye.
That counts. Yeah,
yeah,
that
does.
Maybe Truly Yours, J. Cole. I don't know if y'all heard Truly Yours 1 and 2, but those mixtapes by J. Cole. And then almost any era of Dot. You know, so yeah, those are probably my three.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, and Tim's. I love Tim's.
Oh, you ain't this dude right here.
What?
I'm telling you. No, that's dope. You kidding me? I'm all heavyweights.
Yeah.
Like, don't play.
Nah, from the city though, I'm also a big fan of Mike Capes. I've been wanting to meet him for years, so hopefully he's listening.
You haven't met him?
Shout out Mike Capes. I've never met him.
How?
Yeah, shout out Mike Capes. He's dope.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're gonna have to make this happen or something.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good dude, man. He's
supposed to be coming back on the show soon, so.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the announcement of that, by the way.
Yeah, that In Spite Of album was like.
Man.
Yeah, he smoked that, so.
That's the exact word to use for that. Yep.
Yeah.
Dope.
No doubt.
So tell us about this first song that you want us to play, and what's it about? Like, what inspired it?
Am I just picking a song? Okay.
Yeah.
So this one is, this song is called Priorities, and it's a song basically about chasing this music thing to the point of where you're letting the rest of your life kind of fall by the wayside, and the effects that could have, but also being aware at the same time and like looking at what you're doing. And so that's kind of what this is about. It's a true story. It's something that, you know, I've experienced, and I'm sure a lot of other musicians have experienced. So I'm gonna let the song do the rest of the talking, but yeah.
You heard him. Priority.
It's called Priority.
Couldn't keep the hunger down, dude. Not flex here while it's money on my mind, yeah. Fly like cash, real life, my lucky number 9. A guy in real life, but pride is on the line. And time out here, right, and one day I'll decline. If I can't get right, then fuck it, I'ma try. Yeah, I can't get right, then fuck it, hey, I'ma try.
Weed residue on my fingers. 30 Bombay bottles stacked up like Pringles. We all need those. Take off in the whip by my Dolo. No phono, cause my nigga got smoked by his Migos, but not me though. Short nigga, oversized Nino, it's not legal. Press your line, nigga. Can't be no free throw with my ego. I usually ain't punctual, but I walked in this bitch pre-show. Cause they gon' patch it down at 8, we know. But I ain't got no time for that. Cause all that's on my mind is getting money, dawg.
Money, dawg.
All that's on my mind is she gon' fuckin' on.
She gon' fuckin' on.
For the other side, they don't want nothing, dawg.
Don't want nothing, dawg.
If you ain't on my time, it's time to cut y'all. All that's on my mind is getting money, dawg.
Money, dawg.
All that's on my mind is she gon' fuckin' on.
She gon' fuck or no.
For the other side, they don't want nothing, dawg.
Don't want nothing, dawg.
If you ain't on my time, it's time to cut y'all.
Snip, snip, bitch.
Okay, badass bitch, and I treat it like she royalty. She break me, then she oil me. No kidding, girl, you spoil me. Good pussy nowadays ain't quite as rare as loyalty. I'm grateful for you showing me, cause girl, you know my story. We were top tier fuckboys, speaking for myself at least. Last time I let a pretty face get the best of me. The last time I can recall believing what hoes telling me. You fell for me, you fell with me. You felt it, so you failed to see. A nappy-headed nigga with a dream and a felony. No filters, just perspectives that you gotta go through hell to see. Suicide only for my ego and my jealousy. I'm killing me, you helping me. Accessory is heavenly. Okay, the buzz was unintentional. My freedom was conditional. My stories wasn't accurate. The hoes, they came on accident. But I was out there practicing and practicing. In fact, I was the shit that was the laxative. You think I had an act for this? Okay, the smoking was medicinal. Can't say the same for this one, though. My niggas speak like activists. They anything but pacifists. My people, they were trafficking. In traffic and the trap was in the middle of suburbia. They made it out immaculate. I still got something to prove, but now I got something to lose. These niggas follow the rules like they ain't got nothing to do. With my wrist in the stool, I'm cooking up something to move. Cause fuck, watch y'all get yours, nigga, I'm tryna get some too. Sometimes I get ahead of myself, tryna better myself, I be scared of myself. Got complex, never edit myself, if I did it myself, then I credit myself. Lost or win, but they all gon' end when I and I dead on myself, but to lessen myself is a lesson I felt, and I ain't got no time for that, no. All that's on my mind is getting money, dawg.
Money, dawg.
All that's on my mind is she gon' fuckin' on.
She gon' fuckin' on.
For the other side, they don't want nothing, dawg.
Don't want nothing, dawg.
If you ain't on my time, it's time to cut y'all. All that's on my mind is getting money, dawg.
Money, dawg.
All that's on my mind is she gon' fuckin' on.
She gon' fuck or no.
For the other side, they don't want nothing, dawg.
Don't want nothing, dawg.
If you ain't on my time, it's time to cut y'all.
My state feel like I'm running out of time, yeah. Chow hall meals couldn't keep the hunger down. If I can't get right, then fuck it, I'ma try. I can't get right, then fuck it, I'ma try.
Finish line glow, time I spin it like dough. Why they feeling like broke? Game winner time choke. Boy, I'm feeling like GOAT. We gon' hit them like
It's in my blood, you can take it from me. Got it out the dirt, put in work, I stay muddy. The way we cooking up, boy, it should be a case study. Blessings in the recipe, they hating, boy, stay from me. Yeah, we caught them like.
They gave us a show. We're back. That was Whoa, Rachel Wong and Mighty. You can now get that. It's out today. You can get that on all streaming services. You can buy that on Amazon and iTunes. Support that way as well. And then before that, we have Priorities.
Yes, okay, yes, man. Priorities.
We're back.
Hey, shout out to Rachel and Mighty. All right, what's up, twin? Shout out Rachel Wong. But yeah, that was Priorities before that. Produced by Urban Nerd Beats, a.k.a. Dallas Cooper, out in Houston. So shout out to him.
Dope, dope. So how'd you hook up with him for producing?
BeatStars.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Power of the internet.
Right. Yeah.
And so this one will be out May 3rd. People can go and write and stream it and buy it if they want.
Yes, definitely. Concrete and Roses, the EP, comes out May 3rd, where you'll be able to stream it.
I like the name. That's cool.
Thank you.
I love that. All right. So before we get into playing more music from the thing, from the EP, excuse me. I say the thing. let me ask, do you have anything coming up besides the thesis or anything that you want to mention coming up? Any other shows or anything?
Yeah. If anybody here likes the music that they hear from me, you can actually catch us tomorrow night. If you just want to come hang out, catch us tomorrow night at Fly Chai out in Beaverton, where we're actually going to have Rachel Wong and Sote lighten up the stage. So yeah, we're gonna be out there tomorrow night, Saturday. What's the date on that? Hold on. 25th. Saturday the 25th, at 8 p.m. at Fly Chai. It's happy hour from 8 to 9 p.m. but we're rocking until 11. So pull up, and Sote and Rachel Wong gonna burn it down, figuratively, obviously. And yeah, man, it's gonna be a good night. I'll be DJing and everything, but just come kick it, man. We're gonna have fun.
Shout out to Neil. Can I, and I'm not even saying this just because I like the dude, that is some good chai. Like, you can't just, it's not like Starbucks.
Right,
so if you got chai at Starbucks, it's not.
You just have no idea.
You can't guzzle it. Like, I can go to Starbucks and I'm like, I drank that chai too quick and it costed $7.
But right.
Here, you couldn't even if you tried. It's so rich and like flavorful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And if you do guzzle it, you're going to be jittery for the rest of the day because it actually has like caffeine. So,
for real,
he's going to be jittery.
Yeah.
I like that.
He knows what he's doing, and the environment's cool, the vibe, all that.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, we're going to have the regular house lights off and put on a bunch of like vibe lighting and everything. So it's going to be all different colors in there. We got some disco lights that we're going to have setting up. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good night. So pull up, y'all.
There you go.
I like that.
And that's, I want to say, Farmington.
Yeah, right off Farmington.
Beaverton, there you go.
Right.
Right on the main strip there, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Right, so, man, Portland can be a weird city for hip-hop. I mean, we got a lot of talent, but not a lot of spotlights.
Mm-hmm.
So how has the city shaped you?
That's a good way to frame that.
Yeah, it made me want to work. It made me want to work more. So... funny enough that you bring this up. I was just talking to my bro Tay about this not too long ago. I've had so many people ask me why I'm like still in the city,
mm-hmm.
because when they hear my music, they feel like I would probably do better out in LA or out in New York or something like that. But I've always had this, like, maybe it's my ego, I don't know, but I've always had this weird fantasy about like, what if somebody didn't have to leave to make it,
right?
You know, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. I feel like we should have a scene that is that lends more to the artist, so that people can blow up and be successful here. And so like you were saying, we don't have a whole lot of spotlight on things, and so the stuff that we're working on with Rosie is one of the areas that we saw could use some help, was basically the way that the show scene is run. So at our events, you know, we don't First off, we allow all age spaces so that young artists can basically network and get to know other artists who are more established in their town and kind of get a head start on things, ask questions, find mentors and stuff like that. So we allow all age spaces. We never charge artists to perform. Like our open mic, we don't charge. As a matter of fact, we do our best to try to pay people when we can. And so we usually ask for tips or whatnot to basically give to those artists who perform at our open mics. We make sure that they get paid at our showcases, such as like a Chill Chai, a Fly Chai, and stuff like that. But one of the things is with the hip hop events, like it's hard to get the community excited about it. And I can't be mad at them because a lot of the events, in my humble opinion, just aren't run the best, you know. And so without quality events, you can't get people to come get excited about a local artist.
Right.
You know, and so we're looking to basically host and curate very quality events. We're hoping to pick up the baton from Mac and Verbs at the Thesis, who, you know, they take a lot of pride in how they run their event, and yeah, we love them for it.
Yes.
And so we're hoping to pick up the baton from them and basically follow in their footsteps and create just a stronger creative ecosystem and a stronger creative economy in the city, because our goal is to get to what we call the Rose Renaissance. That's what we call it over here, where the city's economy is a big pillar of it is held up from creative and artistic endeavors. So that's what we're working towards. We got stuff in the works and we got different plans and whatnot, but I just can't announce them right now. But
I like
but
this.
Yeah, so.
All right. What's up. Yeah, I like that. Very Thanks. Good answers.
Gotta keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
So to make sure that we do get to all the music, what is the song that we should play next?
Why don't we hit them with hashtag Faithful. This is basically Ooh. A song about when you get a little too lost on that road that I was speaking about in priorities. When you get a little too lost on that road and you kind of need a reminder, maybe from above you or beyond you or outside of yourself. Hopefully it comes from within yourself, but a lot of us, it doesn't happen like that. And so this is about when we need that reminder to kind of get back on track. So it's called hashtag FAFO. FAFO stands for around and find out. So yeah.
Fool
around and find out. There we
there
go.
You
yeah.
Go.
Yeah. So let's run it.
All right. They gave us a show.
Okay, money, hoes, and clothes. Blunt smoke coming out the nose. That's how all the cool kids roll. I know, but you an outcast. Tryna ride a wave until it crashed. Yeah. NC legs yeah. is what you don't yeah. have.
Hey. Since life doesn't always go as it appears, then I'ma give thanks for the ones that are here and show our respects to the ones up in heaven. We all know that it's been a hell of a year. Shout out to day ones that rock with me still, like angels when demons be all in my heels and want me be stretching the true quest of medicine. Music make money off keeping it ill. I'm more invested in keeping it real. I get more pleasure off breaking the seal of the box that be keeping my ego concealed. Relate to the rappers that do it for self, just wanna be felt but need to be filled with life. It don't happen gently, but you keep on looking for yourself in this world, nigga. You gon' fuck around and find out, 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 nigga. You gon' fuck around and find out, 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 find out. Faithful, gotta be faithful. Truth to reside in the fire and it set you free like the case code or the court dates with the good lawyers and divorce papers. Good for you, get you more. They would if they could. Don't you think it's yours, baby?
Your folks don't feel you, your foes gon' kill you, then celebrate with them like old Thanksgivings. Your hoe, as you listen, what hoes say, nigga, you hoe like Christmas. Your hoes like Christmas, you think they so gifted, you gift them. No way, Jose Cuervo, Jose Silva, control yourself. Hold yourself out of reparations that you owed yourself. Underdedicated, oversure yourself, should be meditating on exploring more wealth. Medicated, under-elevated, over-celebrated. Devastating, self-heavengated, with your head in your ass till you heaven gated. We was at the scrimmage while my niggas banging on the line with a flag like a separate nation. That American bullshit, that American
American bullshit. Ain't no sparing him, missing with Aaron is tied shit. So he wearing a full clip. No comparing him, unless you compare him to God shit. Cause he very in tune with niggas hearing him. But unless you hearing the now shit, you can't never consume this. Fighting demons in a dirty mirror, just how I picture America doing it. But I'm still with my bros in the old. We live this, I still got the O's in my clothes. I'm shivering, but still with the coldest of hoes like Christmas. But I'm the nigga that you know is they picking your attitude stuffy. That's fair enough. Little nigga, you must be allergic to winning. We wiping your nose till it's clear, son. Nigga, you gon' fuck around and find out. Find out, find out, find out, find out, find out, find out.
Nigga, you gon' fuck around and find out.
Find out, find out, find out, find out, find out, find out, find out. Faithful, gotta be faithful. The reside in the fire and they set you free like the case code or the court dates with the good lawyers and divorce papers. Good for you, get you more. They would if they could. Don't you think it's yours, baby?
Mm-hmm. Okay, money, hoes, and clothes. Blunt smoke coming out the nose. That's how all the cool kids roll. I know, but you're an outcast. Trying to ride a wave until it crash. And sea legs is what you don't have.
Like the stock market. Hair was so good, I'm driving, so I had to park it. Hood bitch getting money like Cardi B. Homie, no disrespect, I mean respectfully. Little mama want it back, wanna get checks with me. Fendi, Prada, double C. She wants the life of luxury. Little mama said she tired of the strip club. She wanna learn my blueprint, get her chips up. She said her ex nigga soft, she need tough love. Well, I'm addicted to this money like it was a drug. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. My money don't fold a bean. My money don't fold a bean. My bitch is a perfect team. My bitch is a perfect team. Blowing smoke behind the tin. Bitch, music. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. My money don't fold a bean. My money don't fold a bean. My bitch is a perfect team. My bitch is a perfect team. Blowing smoke behind the tin. Benz music. I just bought 4 rental properties. I made it out the hood so they plot on me. I keep a bankroll, I keep a lot on me. I'm gritty with the money, so sloppily. She see this brand new Cartier watch on me. Green, blue, red money like Monopoly. When I'm focused on the bag, ain't no stopping me. When I step out my Benz, they all watching me. 100 on the dash, police clocking me. I'm getting to this cake and it's broccoli. Me hating on a nigga, man, it's not in me. Bitch, I teach you the game, but it's gonna cost a fee. They hated Jesus, so I let them hate. Steak and lobster on a paper plate. Private community behind them gates. Money on time, man, it's never late. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. My money don't fold a bean. My money don't fold a bean. My bitch is a perfect team. My bitch is a perfect team. Blowing smoke behind the tin. Bitch, music. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. Bitch, I'm trapping in this bin. My money don't fold a bean. My money don't fold a bean. My bitch is a perfect team. My bitch is a perfect team. Blowing smoke behind the tin. Bitch, music.
That's Ben's music. N.E.P. Liza. Before that, we had our own very own guest, and that was hashtag FAFO.
Yes.
I like it. The beat, so the same producer, you said?
Yeah, same producer.
It was kind of moving. I like that.
Yeah. Engineered by my brother, OG Tiggs. He engineered the whole project, basically. So yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And dang.
Oh, yeah, we got a question of the question. Episode. All right.
Hold on. There we go. You got the drum roll.
That was all right. Would you rather fight a vulture or a badger?
Wow. Probably a vulture. Ooh. Because badgers, one, are vicious, and vultures, like, if you hit them like strong, they probably gonna like get up and fly away real quick and then come back. But badgers, they staying right there, and they're testing you. If you hit them hard, they're gonna come back harder, and you know they're just vicious. So probably a vulture.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't like culture vultures anyway. Fair. So you know. Yeah.
What are you about you, Shadow?
Man, I have seen a vulture, and they are not small.
Yeah.
Them things are big, dude.
Badgers are vicious, though, like he said.
Right. Man, I run these hands on a badger.
You're crazy.
Oh, Batman it, dude. Oh, Lord. But a you see the vulture, man, in real life? They are not small, bro.
Yes, in California.
Them things were massive. Yeah. I seen the ones in Texas, man. Maybe they on something else down there. But I was like, that was doggone near pterodactyl. But, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no, they're big.
They're huge, bro. I'm like.
What about a condor?
Oh
yeah,
those are big too.
Yeah,
I was in California. Two of those landed on my uncle's roof. He lives in the Bay, right? I was like, Jesus, there's some giant birds in your house.
You got like, dinosaurs on the roof
all the time. I'm like, dude, they're like bigger than people.
It's insane.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's what the vultures that I saw. I'm like, what? Like, you know, you grow up as a kid, you seen Looney Tunes. They don't look that big, but man, when you see them in real life, you're like, what?
Yeah, they're big. I didn't realize that, yeah.
It was like my first time when I was in Canada, I saw an actual moose in real life. I was like,
those
things are bigger than cars and SUVs, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, that's insane. But yeah, anyway.
Jeez.
But yeah, there you go. You got two different answers, though. There you go.
Yeah, what about you?
What you going to do?
I'd go with the vulture, like you said.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
badgers are too, like, this. No.
They're too vicious, man. They're not going to let up.
Man, that vulture ain't either. They eat.
The vulture, yeah, but the vultures, they're scavengers. Yeah. Badgers are just gang members.
They're like UFC fighters. It's a different mindset. Right.
All right, so we getting jumped in, all right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're going to go to the hospital even if you win that fight against
them. For real.
Either one, you're going to be in the hospital. I'll tell you that much. That vulture might just lift you up off the ground and just take you with him. Like, you know what?
No.
We're going to see if you like heights.
That sounds fun.
Oh, boy. So we're back. But for real, that song was dope. So that's one of the ones that will be on the EP when it comes out as well.
Yes, yes.
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
So have you got any tours or doing any kind of tours or anything? Is that in the future? Anything like that?
Right now we're just hosting events. The only real show kind of like thing that I'm doing outside of our own events is Thesis. And then I'm doing a show called Telltale on May 16th. So we'll be doing that. I wish I had more information on that for you. But yeah, so Thesis is the one. So if y'all want to, if there's anybody out there who wants to see a performance from me that's guaranteed, pull up to the Thesis.
Never miss the Thesis.
Never miss the Thesis. Thank you. But yeah, that's basically what we're doing in terms of shows, in terms of like events that I'll be performing at. We're also looking to gather sponsors just for our events and whatnot. It's more about like, for me right now, it's more about like just doing work to basically create a better spot for performers and better spots for artists to network. So we're about to open up to looking for sponsors to help us put on bigger and better events and pay artists more, because that's what we're about. So
yep.
Yeah, I like, so that's kind of what we're working on.
Now, if you was to put together your own tour, what three other artists you would take with you? It can be anybody.
Sheesh.
Famous, not famous. Sheesh. Don't matter.
It's
your tour.
My tour. What three other artists? Only three.
Yeah.
Lord. Because here's the thing. I got people that I look at as like goats.
Mm-hmm.
But if I bring them on tour, they're definitely going to outshine me. So,
It's a tour. I mean,
right, you know. But
you want to sell out or not?
True. Good point.
You're getting the bag anyway.
It'd probably be Jay will probably be one, just because I feel like I'd learn a lot on the road with Jay. Mick Jenkins would probably be one.
Okay.
Just because I would just love to be around somebody who raps like that and could inspire me to, you know, to work harder.
If you said you were a fan, I would have played one of his for you. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no, all good, all good. Let me see, who else? Probably Tim's. Okay. Gotta have something to break up the monotony of just rap bars. You know? So yeah.
You ain't doing wrong.
I like that.
That's a lit tour, sir.
I like the
kind of variety. They're not all just like, you got one like legend on there, but they're not all just all old school, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, very well balanced.
Yeah, cool.
Word. The thesis, I want to talk about that a little more real quick before we move on. For anyone that hasn't been, it really is a dope event to go to. They carefully, I would say, curate that lineup. You're not going to go there and hear someone that's not ready to be on that stage.
Yeah.
For real. And it's not out of hate. It's just out of their presenting. They find you. You don't really just get on by asking, usually, is how it generally works. So.
Right.
Verbs has this kind of pulse. They both do. Just kind of have their pulse on the everything that's going on. When we first started doing the radio show and I started following all these people to figure out what's going on, I noticed Verbs is like one step ahead of me on everything. Every like new person I was following, he was already following that person. Like,
yeah.
So, for real. So go check him out here at the Thesis at the Alberta Street Pub. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And what's the date of that show again?
May 7th.
First Thursday.
First Thursday of every month. Never miss the Thesis. Never miss it.
Except I'm going to be in Tennessee and I'm going to.
Okay, wow. See, all right. So look, everybody, boo Danny. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, yeah. Boo this man. Boo.
Sorry.
But, yeah, no, you are right, though. The Thesis is to me, like, such a North Star in the city just because of the amount of care and respect that they have for the culture and the amount of care that they put into their events. So never miss it, y'all. Pull up.
Right on.
And also, the bartender knows what they're doing at the Alberta Street Pub.
Hey.
If you are a drinker, there you go.
That always makes it better, huh?
What should we play next?
So, we are going to get into... we're going to get into a song called Poseidon. And this one is just kind of... It's the start of the EP. And it's just kind of like before you go on the journey of self-betterment and discovery, it's where I was at when I first was introduced to the scene. So don't take nothing personal, y'all. It's just rap. But yeah, Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Right on. They like gave us the show.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We just want you to ride to it. Hey, pick up right where I left off. Left on a cloud, headed right where the jets are. Write my name up in the sky, write my wrongs and write my raps with the point of a bleeding star, beating odds. I'm shining on niggas, I'm shying from pictures. They shot an enigma, a nigga, an infamous, nip, phenomenal lyricist. Shit, penmanship, pimping, vominos, here it is. And can't no one hurt as much as that mirror did. A mirror, miracle, stat in a miracle. Listen, that is so near a miracle. Vatican, pure and fear of them shit. To be clear, I'm ecstatic to see your spirit is walking on eggshells. I'm saying, let's get it cracking. I'm cracking the code, you cracking the pressure. Crashing your boat in this flow that I crafted. While the cracking, grabbing a hold and you crapping yourself. Cracking your neck, catching me, cracking up, cackling, cramping. Can't get a hold of myself. Nothing but greatness around here. All you niggas need to be matching the energy. All that I'm wishing to see is some kind of symmetry. Fuck being metaphorical, that's what I really mean. Cause me and my niggas, we in like similes. Poseidon, I'm in the sea and my niggas get cracking releases. Ain't no sympathy for you niggas. Hunger Games, if I tried it, it's finicky for you niggas. Hypoallergenic written, this pen is knees on a nigga. No penalties on my niggas, they throwing them flags too damn much. And throwing bullets, guns.
guns clapping like with two hands touch. I'm out here tackling my goals though, you feel me? If you do stand up, if you do stand up. And I love it when my niggas drop it, get me hype and make me go write another verse. Like if he caught the body, it's my job to shoot up the hearse. The game a bitch and I'm tying the knot with her up in the church. But she's no angel, I ain't a saint, so I'm fucking her first. Hitting all I'm missing now is my grandmother for sure. Any condition, make sure I'm in it like what's in the purse. I'm in it in 60 second place, niggas, I'm running in first. Yeah, I'm coming in first, except when I'm coming in skirts. Same with the baddest of bitches, truly it doesn't get worse. Jealous niggas set intentions for me, it don't even work. Steppers gon' get what they worth and haters get what they deserve every time. So I'm never stressing, I put in the work overtime. At the cribbo with Mo and Ty, we might cop the beat and loop the shit up a couple times. Then lock the shit in at your neck, it look like a bow tie. But fuck the formalities with them boys on the other side. I got a terrible habit of being friendly with niggas who really envious of us. Can't ever win with them niggas, guess I'm too giving and trusting. Hard to be cynical when you grew up with all the real niggas in your vicinity. Make it hard to stomach the fact that nobody else in the city could come with that energy. This one's for the frenemies who stay DMing me. Like, hey, can we get on these? Fuck no, nigga. Oh, this the part of the show I stopped playing simple with niggas. Features got sent to me and a lot of whack energy with them. I started keeping my distance. If I was ducking the bars, I'm not playing limbo with niggas this year. Shit ups on niggas, whoever wanted could get it. And for my brothers, I'd do anything, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me get one more time. Hey, yeah. Nigga ambitions, don't mind dying to get it. See these niggas and bitches multiplying the kisses. Butter me up, it won't stop me from going blackout and clamping down like a lobster on niggas that bite my back out. I find it kind of ironic, claiming to hate the actors. You niggas deserve an Oscar the way you play in the park. When I hit you up out them bars, you ain't know what make it this far. You tell me it's just a song, man, I fuck with you, cake them on, my nigga. Goddamn, why you tripping? It ain't even like that. You got my number, you can hit me, it won't be no fight back. You gon' pop and let it sing, I'll drop a feature like that. Ain't no problems, we can keep it like that, please. Jesus want me to match love, but can I match love, or am I Nat Love, or Nat Turner with Fat Burner, react further, enact murderous passwords, don't think I can keep it inside no more, know some people ain't by my side no more, lying of the tribe, got my eyes wide open, can't see the truth inside your smile no more, wish I could put away my pride, oh Lord, but I know I don't wanna cry no more, but I know I don't wanna cry no more, but I know I don't wanna cry no more, cause I know I'm able.
Yo, we're back. Poseidon Freestyle. Who did the beat for that one?
Same producer.
There you go. I wanted to mention real quick that you got about 9 minutes left, 8 minutes left. You can donate to the station. You might win the week two prize, the One Moto Show. That's right. You could win a trip to the One Moto Show here in town, which I guess is motorcycle stuff, right? Anyway, ooh, donate to the station in the last 8 minutes. Try to help X-Ray reach their goal so they can buy more antennas and all that stuff because this is a dope station.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to make sure that we play all your music. So what's the other song that you sent?
This last song is the title track off the EP. It encompasses everything that we're talking about on the project and everything. And so it's the one that, you know, I would want to leave people with. That's why I saved it for last. So if you don't hear anything else from tonight, hear this song.
Ooh, I like this.
And this one is called Concrete and Roses?
Yes, yes.
And that's the name of the
EP. That's tough.
Let's get into it.
They gave us a show.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. I'm coming live from the 503POR97223. When my two shoes meet the surface of concrete, roses sprout in the wake. I got thorns in my crown, I got crowns on my plate. I've been peddling keys on a different scale, can you tell? Not the type get you life, but a life for fiends get you right. This a dream on a kite, and the string is a flight, a stairway to heaven where your grass is green is a fairway. 7-11 prices on all of your vices. Your life is on a shelf too, get you dealt to with kindness. It's never required to get in these gates. Your fabric is missing the stitching matter. This shit is fake. Pick an escape or live with your fate on a bigger estate. Open your mind, Cobain style. From hoping to praying, praying to motion to focus and overflowing on knowing yourself. And never buckling till you holding the belt.
But until then, I'ma keep riding, riding.
bucket with a bitch inside it. Headed for the scene, I done probably seen it 100 times. Wings getting cut and demons is running by.
Can you feel it?
Gotta keep riding, riding. Don't know with it, now I'm vibing. Running for the dream and then it'll leave and they wonder why. But
yeah.
I see niggas when I see ya, I'm free.
Never concerned with the surface, looking loose lips, I be curving. My circle tighter than virgin pussy. Your pussies is perpetrating in person, imperfect. Putting through percolators, a person impersonating. Vapors when you purging, hazing the winner. And all of the windows is perspirated. They waited all of these niggas to do where I'm from. A black rose, a single bug, get you blue where I'm from. Know that part, if you get smeared on a black top, it's your ass fault. But hey, I know you addicted to hood shit. Junkies on the corner shooting up that good shit. But fear is the biggest habit that you niggas should kick. I mean, don't you know no good? Don't you know no good, bitch? Make sure that your blessings coming back in full 10 times over. If there's a message, nigga, that's the rule. Don't manifest if you got a question whether this shit is infecting your spirit of peace. Purest of seeds for money trees,
but until then,
I'ma keep riding, riding. Bucket with a bitch inside it. Headed for the scene, I done probably seen it 100 times. Wings getting cut and demons is running by.
Can you feel it?
Gotta keep riding, riding. Don't know with it, now I'm vibing. Running for the dream and then it'll leave and they wonder why. But I'll see niggas when I see ya, I'm free.
Seen the vision, they think my time's a waste. Think I'ma find it in love, but think that's a nice face. Ironically, had to bake it to see the pie's taste. Send direct messages elevating in my space. Receiving them, it was self-love, I'm learning now. Get all my blessings from up above, it was God's grace. Do what's unheard of, got caught up carrying burners. Fell victim to souls, searching around when I lie awake. A clean slate, I need it more than I need escape. Grew from my past, I wanted it, but I needed faith. Can't find that love outside of me, they think I need a cape. Money down the earth, touching the ground, so I need a rake. I woke from my sleep, rose out the concrete. Rose in my flows and my goals down in my feet. Skipping scenes, rocking shows if I time leap. Rich spirit came up from them Portland streets.
I'ma keep riding, riding. Bucket with a bitch inside it. Headed for the scene, I done probably seen it 100 times. Wings getting cut and demons is running by.
Can you feel it?
Gotta keep riding, riding. Don't know with it, now I'm vibing. Running for the dream and then it'll leave and they wonder why. But I see niggas when I see ya, I'm free. La da 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 da.
They gave us a show. We're back. We're back. Concrete and Roses, right?
Yes, yes.
So we got a little bit of time, or a couple, not a lot of time, as I guess I should say. There, any shout-outs you want to give, and also where people can find your stuff?
You can follow me on Instagram at K_WAINPDX. You can find me on there or on any other social media platform, just at KWAINPDX. But yeah, if you, again, if you're down to kick it tomorrow night, Saturday night at 8 p.m., pull up to Fly Chai. We're going to be chilling there. And come holler at me and I could, you know, update y'all on anything else that we're doing. You can also get updates on my Instagram. Pull up to Thesis May 7th at Alberta Street Pub. It's going to be dope. And make sure y'all donate to, you know, X-Ray FM and support the local radio station, man, because it's really dope. It's a community-based thing, and there's always been just some really dope people involved. Shout out to Danny and Shado. Shout out to Cliff. You know. So yeah, make sure y'all donate.
Thank you. That was good. There you go. Thanks for working that in.
Yeah, of course.
And check out, and for real, check out his EP. It'll be on all the streaming platforms, all the purchasing platforms.
Yeah.
The platforms. All right. Shado, where can they find you?
Well, on Instagram under Shado, Shaydo with an underscore, and pretty much any other platform with that same, except on like whatever the X is, but it's like at the real Shado on that one. But yeah,
Twitter.
There you go. Thank you.
You can find me on Pinterest at PDX Danny Ocean. Check out all my drink recipes and barbecue recipes. Okay. There you go.
Good stuff. Yeah. Not, no MySpace this time, huh?
No, I'm hoping for it to come back, but it's not looking great. So
yeah, you can find me on Tumblr at